This week, the State House Energy Committee heard testimony from the Alaska Energy Authority that focused on the Susitna-Wautana hydroelectric project. KTNA's Philip Manning has more.
In response to a question from Representative Shelley Hughes, AEA Executive Director Sarah Fisher Goad says that the land access issues that led Governor Parnell to cut more than 90% of the project's budget may be resolved soon.
We are targeted to receive permit approval or land access approval this month sometime. And the issue is open to be able to revisit the budget issue with respect to where we're at to be able to complete the studies.
Wayne Dyock, project manager for Susitna-Wautana, was asked by Representative Andy Josephson about the safety of the ongoing fieldwork, specifically concerning the death of bulldozer operator Donald Keel last May. Dyock says he believes that the layers of separation between AEA and Donald Keel's company mean that the accident is not a reflection on what he described as a safe and successful field season.
To me, it was like a supplier to a Hilton providing, you know, information. These days, what we've tried to do, I mean, anything where someone gets hurt is unacceptable. So we actually, after that, implemented safety procedures for even our consultants, our subcontractors, making sure that they all have, you know, safety plans all the way down.
Both Sarah Fisher Goad and Wayne Dyock expressed belief that the Susitna-Wautana project and gas line projects are not in competition for energy, but are actually compatible, with the proposed dam providing electricity, freeing natural gas to be used as a heating resource. At a time when Governor Parnell is very clear about the state needing to tighten its belt, however, there are only so many dollars to spread around. At a press conference later in the day, Governor Parnell was noncommittal regarding whether he would recommend funding be restored to the Susitna-Wautana project if AEA is able to secure land access agreements this month.
Once we're to that point, I can make a determination of what is necessary to ask the legislature for. Until that time, I don't have a basis to go ask legislators for more money.
Whether or not the governor recommends funding the $110 million that AEA says is needed to complete the dam's pre-licensing process, there is indication that tight purse strings could stop legislators from signing off on the increase. Senators Pete Kelly and Mike Dunleavy have both said that there may simply not be room to start adding zeros to the project's budget for this year. Currently, the budget constraints have led AEA to delay the overall timeline for the dam by 1 year. If the current schedule holds, they plan to apply for a license from the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission near the end of 2016. In Talkeetna, I'm Philip Manning.